Yeah.
So, while doing our, like the schedule which we have, like a little bit hectic, and we have long working hours around 10 to 12 hours per day, like if we count for whole days. And with living with the people who are not devotees, like I have the tendency towards going away from the devotional activities, like, so how to get rid of that?
Many times
we see people around.
All the time. Not many. It's hard to find, even come to the Holy Dham and not see people all around doing maybe what is not the best of things to do. How to remember God, or how to feel more attracted to God than Maya when you're surrounded by representatives of Maya. Yeah? And we have a lot of Maya tendency within us as conditioned souls. That's when one learns the idea of surrender. Because because when bhakti rises in the consciousness, in the heart, then one starts to become a vivek jiva. He starts to discriminate. He starts to see that there's two realities. There's the hackneyed material reality and the dynamic spiritual reality. And he's caught in between both. A dynamic spiritual dimension and reality, and the hackneyed same old routine of material life, janma mritya jara vyadhi. So what to do? So then, when one is in a circumstance where there's no devotees and no devotional ambience, and no devotional sentiments, and he's trying to remember God or feel the presence of God, then he has to cry and surrender. Oh, Krishna, show me the way. There's a strong part of me that wants to go towards you. That's the vivek. Discrimination, accepting. Vikalpa sankalpa, a mind. Mind works in two ways. Sankalpa, acceptance. Vikalpa, rejecting. Accepting these thoughts and association or rejecting it. Accepting Krishna, rejecting. Going to Krishna, going away from Krishna. So when you come to a point where like this, that's very good. That's very good, because most people are only looking one way. Krishna Bahirmukh is told. Krishna Bahirmukh, they're looking, their face is external, Bahir, from Krishna. They're not Antarmukh. The devotee's Antarmukh. But some people are two-faced. They have the expression also. There's like one face from front face looking Krishna, back face looking Maya, whatever. Backward facing, they have that phrase, backward facing. Look forward to God, look backward to Maya. So then you pray, oh Krishna, help me in this situation. So you can go somewhere alone, or you can chant to yourself, or pray, or have a book. You can open some spiritual book in your drawer on your phone. You can, Krishna, let me see a picture of you, or let me have some nice photographs on your phone, Radha and Krishna. Beautiful. And they say, oh yeah, I want to come to you with all this. I don't want to do like this. I don't want to think like this or be like this. Somehow you have to express your interest in Krishna by surrender, turning to him in the form of his name or his books or his picture, or just have some lectures or have some kirtan on your phone. And so I want to hear some music or whatever. Listen to some kirtan instead of some prajalpa or some gramya kata. Because if you have a tulsi plant and you have some regular plant, some weed or whatever, unknown plant. So if you put all the water on that plant, not the Tulsi plant will dry. And that other unknown plant, weed or whatever, will grow strong. So we energize our karmic connections. We energize our illusory environment or non-spiritual environment by putting water, putting energy into it, putting attention to it, and taking it seriously, then it will grow more. But if we ignore it and don't pay much attention, put more water and attention and activity on the Krishna side, then that will grow inside of us. It's called virakti. As bhakti, there's bhakti and virakti. As bhakti increases in virakti, bhakti virakti. Virakti means detachment. And bhakti brings that. It brings jnana and virakti, detachment. This is the brother and sister of the empress of bhakti. Sometimes they said the children. So as your bhakti, Krishna bhakti increases, then virakti increases. I don't want to be with these people. I don't want to talk like this talks. Maybe it was some group of men at work at lunch break and they're all talking nonsense or whatever. And you can say, why don't we talk some other subject? It's so useless. Let's talk Gita or something. Oh, Gita, you get out of here. You're cracked. So gradually you'll have a choice. You'll come to a crossroads where you have to choose. Now it's like you go to the riverside and the many boatmen, oh, my boat, come in my boat. So everyone wants to put you in their boat. So somehow you have one foot in one boat, one noka, another foot in another boat. And they both start going, yeah, he's my customer. No, he's my customer. And you have a foot in each boat. Hey, wait, I haven't got here and there. And they know, and they're fighting. No, he's my customer. You know, it's my 10 rupees. And they both are pushing the boat off. Then you're stuck, and so you have to make a choice, either fast get in one boat or the other, or go on the Yamuna. It's also good, bathe in Yamuna. So you have to, devotee, you have to make choices if you want to live a life. Everyone can be devotee of Krishna, whether you're single or married or whatever. In any position, you can be Krishna's devotee. There's no limitations to bhakti. So the more you want to do bhakti and the more you make the right choices, then Krishna will help you. Anything more? You don't like that answer?